is spending money comfortable?
A woman said to us one day, "I always feel uncomfortable when I spend money." She told us that over time she'd managed to save quite a bit of money, but whenever she thought about spending any of it, she would freeze up and feel afraid to go another step further. We said to her, "It is certainly understandable that when you believe that your money is coming to you because of the action that you're offering, and you also believe that you'll not always be able to offer the action, that you would want to hold on to your money and spend it sparingly to make it last. However, that feeling of shortage slows the process of more money flowing into your experience. If you feel uncomfortable with the idea of spending money, then we absolutely do not encourage you to spend the money while you're feeling uncomfortable, because any action taken during negative emotion is never a good idea. But the reason for your discomfort is not about the action of spending the money, but instead it's an indication that your thoughts about money in that moment are not a vibrational match to your own desire. A belief in shortage will never resonate with your broader knowing because there is no shortage. Any attention to lack of something wanted will always produce negative emotion within you because your guidance is letting you know that you've strayed from your broader basic understanding of abundance and of well-being. Find a way to ease your discomfort and eventually transform it into a feeling of hope and then into positive expectation. And then from that stable place of feeling better, that feeling of freezing up will be replaced with confidence and enthusiasm. Whether you're focused upon the shortage of money or seeing yourself as having only so many years to live and so each day that is expended is one day closer to the end of your years, that feeling of decline is contrary to your broader understanding of the eternal nature of your being. In the same way that you understand that you do not have to attempt the impossible task of drawing enough air into your lungs to last all day or all week or all year, but instead you easily breathe in and out, always receiving what you want or need whenever you want or need it, money can flow in and out of your experience with the same ease once you achieve that expectation of eternal abundance. All of the money that you want is available for you to receive. All you have to do is allow it into your experience, and as the money flows in, you can gently allow it to flow out. For like the air you breathe, there will always be more to flow. You do not have to guard your money, like holding your breath and not letting it out because there will not be any more coming. More is coming. People sometimes protest as they tell their stories of shortage or scarcity, pointing out the reality of the shortage that they have experienced or witnessed or heard about. And we understand that there are plenty of examples to point to of people who are experiencing shortages of many things that they desire. But we want you to understand that those experiences of shortage are not because abundance is not available, but instead because it is being disallowed. Continuing to tell stories of shortage only continues to contradict your desire for abundance, and you cannot have it both ways. You cannot focus on unwanted and receive wanted. You cannot focus upon stories about money that make you feel uncomfortable and allow into your experience what makes you feel comfortable. You have to begin telling a different story if you want different results. We would begin by saying, "I want to feel good. I want to feel productive and expansive. My thoughts are the basis for the attraction of all things that I consider to be good, which includes enough money for my comfort and joy, which includes health and wonderful people around me who are stimulating and uplifting and exciting." Begin telling the story of your desire and then add to it the details of the positive aspects that you can find that match those desires. And then embellish your positive expectation by speculating with your good feeling, "wouldn't it be nice if" examples. Say things like, "only good things come to me. While I don't have all of the answers and while I don't know all of the steps and I can't identify all of the doors that will open for me, I know that as I move through time and space, the path will become obvious to me. I know I will be able to figure it out as I go along." Every time you tell your better feeling story, you will feel better and the details of your life will improve. The better it gets, the better it gets.